The Trump administration has ended temporary protected status for thousands of immigrants, specifically Haitians and Syrians, nationwide. This is following a Supreme Court decision in late June. It affects many people here in Connecticut. And in response, Governor Ned Lamont wants to create a fund, $5 million fund from a special state reserve to support those who have been affected by the rollback of TPS. And I spoke about this topic last week with Senate Minority Leader Stephen Harding, and Republican leadership has pushed back against. Hold on a second. I'm going to take that sentence over. I spoke with this topic with Senate Minority Leader Stephen Harding last week. State Republican leadership is pushing back. They're instead asking that those funds be used to address the affordability crisis. However, the Connecticut healthcare community saying that the loss of those affected by the repealing of TPS could have severe consequences, to say nothing, of course, about how it affects families. And here to tell me more is Dana Buchan, immigration attorney at Harris Beach, Mirtha. Dana, first of all, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
So can we start first with, can you just illustrate for me, and I asked Senator Harding this question too, tell me about the difference between TPS, temporary protected status, and like a green card or something like that. How is it that this repeal is affecting so many thousands of people so immediately all at the same time?
Sure. TPS, or temporary protected status, is a designation by the Department of Homeland Security for certain countries, nationals of certain countries that have issues in the home country, like civil wars, invasions by a foreign army, or cataclysms, natural disasters, or any other types of problems, right, that would make it unsafe for the nationals of that country to return. So TPS is temporary by nature, usually 18 months at a time, and then it has to be renewed. The government needs to make a decision to renew designation for that country. And a green card, on the other hand, is the permanent right to live and work on U.S. territory. And it's not temporary. It is permanent. And that's the big difference.
So
right now, the
Well, no, I was going to ask. So, I mean, is this the same as refugee status then? Where's the difference there?
The difference between TPS and refugee is that TPS is for countrywide conditions, generalized violence, generalized war, generalized natural catastrophes.
Okay.
Refugee status is for persecution based on more individualized targeting of you based on your race, religion, political opinion, membership in a social group, or ethnicity or nationality. So you could be living in a safe enough country, but the government of that country is targeting you because you're a political dissident or the sorts.
Right. Okay.
That's the big difference between TPS and refugee. Refugee is also permanent protection from being returned. TPS is just temporary because we recognize your whole native country is in trouble for some reason, even as you individually are not necessarily being targeted by any particular home government.
All right.
So that's the difference.
So I guess my first question, and I mean, I know the answer to it. I think most people listening do already. But have there been issues in Haiti and Syria that have suddenly just been resolved out of nowhere?
No.
Unfortunately, Haiti
and Syria are still very dangerous countries to return to. There's generalized war and conflict conditions in each of them. Haiti is overrun by armed gangs who are threatening life and liberty of people around. There's massive hunger and lack of economic opportunity all over Haiti and Syria. So those countries are not safe havens yet. The same level, if not more, of danger still exists. However, TPS designation has been withdrawn for those countries, and this is where we stand. This places a lot of Haitians and Syrians in immediate exposure to detention and deportation, provided they have no other underlying status to stay on here in the United States.
All right, so let's talk about that for a moment, because we could theorize about why the federal government's making this move to the cows come home, but since it is reality now here in Connecticut as of last week, July 29th, if I'm correct. Let's talk about now, what recourse do people do, Haitian and Syrian immigrants here in this country who have been under TPS status, What recourse do they have now? What can they do?
So those TPS holders who saw their status terminated and they have no other status available to them from before the TPS termination,
yeah,
they need to seek out an immigration attorney immediately to get an individualized assessment to see perhaps they are eligible for asylum, which I just defined for you to be well-founded fear of future persecution based on race, religion, political opinion, etc.
Right.
So perhaps they do have individualized harm that they face if they return to Haiti or Syria. So that's asylum. Some of them have been living here for 10 plus years and they have U.S. citizen children. That opens availability for 42 cancellation of removal relief in deportation proceedings. Others are immediate relatives or military service people in the United States Armed Forces, and those service members could confer military parole in place or military deferred action to their immediate relatives who are in trouble with their status. Others have married U.S. citizens, and perhaps they could obtain a green card for marriage, etc. But until you see an immigration attorney, they're not going to know what other statuses are available. And to me, that is the most, the biggest emergency right now we have with these people with lapsed statuses is to get them in front of qualified immigration attorneys.
So I want to talk about two things before I let you go. The first, the first of which is talk to me about the impact that this is going to have here in Connecticut. And I'm talking about obviously outside of the affected families, which is terrible. You know, people are facing deportation. But, you know, to get a little bit more bloodless, let's just talk about economic impacts. Now, the Connecticut healthcare system has already had numerous reports of them potentially losing a lot of employees, a lot of people who are registered nurses, who are caretakers, who are, you know, particularly in the Haitian community, although I'm sure it's in both. I'm just, you know, you see in the news more in the Haitian community. Talk to me about the impact that this is going to have on Connecticut's healthcare.
Sure. A lot of our Connecticut employers have relied on work permits of these people, which work permits were based on TPS status, because TPS status comes with a work permit. And a lot of the employers, per federal regulations, hire people who could show a work permit, a valid work permit, right? And then when that valid work permit is no longer valid because it's expired or the government has terminated by governmental action, these employers all of a sudden find themselves having to terminate or lose this employee because they no longer possess valid work authorization. And if you counted on this employee for caregiving purposes, for all sorts of other jobs that they hold in the state, and there's a variety of jobs. These people are very productive. They were very productive before the termination of TPS, and all of a sudden, these employers have to go around and try to figure out what to do without these employees or how to help these employees. And my message to those employers who are looking at scarcity of labor in, especially in fields where that labor was already scarce, like healthcare, like caregiving, those employers, I would tell them to do the following. Get these people in front of a qualified immigration attorney ASAP, either by facilitating their access to the lawyer or else consider as an employer sponsoring a green card for them so they could stay permanently in this country.
All right. Now, let's talk about the governor's action real quick. So in the last legislative session, the governor did set up a special fund to deal with federal cuts. And now, you know, Governor Lamont is talking about creating a $5 million fund to help people who have been affected by the repealment of TPS. Now, what can those funds do specifically? I know you're going to say legal fees, and that's 100% legitimate, and maybe that is the only recourse, but what could realistically throwing money at the problem? I know he's doing more than that. I don't want to accuse him of just throwing money at it, but what effect could this fund have that could help people? What could this money do to really help people affected by this?
I think the governor's $5 million fund is an important and necessary emergency response.
Okay.
But we do have to be realistic about what it can accomplish. It can help families deal with the immediate economic shock of losing their ability to work, because I just shared with you that their work permits are expiring.
Right.
And that's very important, but it cannot restore TPS. It cannot restore employment authorization, nor protect someone from immigration detention and removal. Like I shared, what many of these individuals really need is access to qualified immigration attorneys who could evaluate their individual circumstances, determine if they have another lawful pathway to status. For those who are eligible, helping them afford lawyers, competent lawyers, could be one of the most effective uses of this funding, because the goal should be to help people move from temporary protection to a more permanent immigration solution whenever the law allows. That should be the goal. And a lot of these people, I want to be wrong about this, but the natural next step of the federal government would have to be, now that these people are out of status, the issuance of massive deportation notices to appear in deportation proceedings. So these people are going to have massive need for legal representation. That's where the funds should go. Getting these people out of deportation proceedings and suited with a permanent legal status.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And no, I mean, I think it would be, I think it would be foolishly naive to think that anything else but, you know, a call for mass deportation would be coming following a repeal like this. You're absolutely right. Immigration attorney Dana Buchan from Harris Beach. Mirtha, thank you so much for joining me today and shedding a little bit of light on this topic. I appreciate it.
Thank you for covering this.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Voice Connecticut, WICC. This is The Download.